Sloan Campy is a planner for the town of Snowmass Village. The cell signal problem-solving effort, he says, is a conundrum.
The residents of Snowmass Village value their views and value their connection to nature. Yet, at the same time, a lot of the tourists and a lot of the residents, not all, but a lot of them, depend on their cell phones to continue businesses, to stay in touch with family and friends, even for basic internet.
Tension reached a high point recently when a lawsuit was filed against the town over plans to put up new cell towers. Residents opposed to the towers say the structures would block their mountain views.
There are a number of different towers in Snowmass Village. Most of them are on the Westin Hotel right now. I know Verizon and Sprint are there. I'm not quite sure, actually, where the AT&T tower is, but obviously I have AT&T service, so there is a tower close by somewhere.
And how is that AT&T service?
You know, I've learned where the hotspots are and where they are not. Going down Brush Creek Road, when you get to the 20-mile-per-hour curve, I notice my cell phone will start to lose some reception there and then pick back up again as it rounds the second curve towards the rec center and the Snowmass Club.
So Campy adjusts by not making calls when he's driving out of Snowmass Village. Not everyone has problems because cell phone users seem to have good or spotty coverage in different places across town and on the ski hill. In fact, it's possible residents bear the brunt of inconsistent cell service, while tourists may have better service. Earlier this week, we talked with some visitors hanging out at Base Village.
Gabriel Newcomer from Chicago. Cell service has been good. I haven't had any problems, actually.
Of the people we talked to, only one had problems. Pete Gray of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Kind of spotty in the condo for me, but just get near a window, I get outside, and it's fine.
Jeff Hanley is with the Aspen Skiing Company. He describes cell coverage on the Snowmass ski hill as not a big problem, but says there are gaps in service. Skico believes better service would be a good idea.
We are working for it with the county and some other entities looking at towers to improve service.
That could require permits from the Forest Service and others, and what Hanley calls a significant financial investment by Skico to purchase the towers. He wouldn't say exactly how much. It might be that smaller-sized and well-camouflaged towers could help reach a delicate balance. Again, Snowmass Village planner Sloan Campy.
It's a very difficult challenge in the planning realm to find places for cell towers or to decide if cell towers are going to be put in at all.
For now, Campy says it's likely cell phone companies will upgrade their towers in the coming years. There are, however, no guarantees. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.